Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So, TJ's family is trying to, the ceremony where they're trying to give her sweets to sweeten her mouth, Kim's mouth. And I wrote, have you got a cup of Splenda? It's going to take about that much.
Oh, to... I think more than that.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
The other great line is when she said, I don't want to be a bitch of a bride. Too late.
Too late.
Y'all, she is just not a happy person. And the whole time I thought, even when she's up there,
she did have the shits, I have to say. Yeah.
But. Yeah. But even when she's up there trying to dance, she's like, I don't do this. I went, in your YouTube videos, all you do is dance and you're positive and happy.
It is strange.
Misrepresentation.
It is strange how I think a lot of this is. I think a lot of this has to do with she's almost like she's trying to get everyone around her to – she's kind of a vacuum, an energy vacuum that sucks everything out of the room.
Yeah.
I think she's used to people cheering her up, and she's used to people kind of talking her out of whatever dark place she's in.
Yeah.
And even when the mom goes over to her and says, "What happened?" and the one of the relatives is like, "She's got such a sourpuss on."
I mean, yes, we're going to talk about it, y'all. Be hitched. This episode's called Be Hitched.
You know what I realized? They're all television shows. Maybe you noticed that, but they're all television show episodes names.
Oh, look at that. I didn't. I'm sure
no Mary realization.
Mary Payne knew this by like the third episode.
I know,
and we just caught
we
on.
Didn't. There's like Law and Disorder and one.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Breaking Bed instead of Breaking Bad.
Oh, yes. Yes.
They're all slightly modified TV shows.
Look at that. This is 90 Day Fiancé the other way. Season 5, episode 14.
This is Toe.
14. This episode 14.
Hitched.
Gotta say,
Behitched,
y'all.
Bothered and bewildered is Emily because she's shatterpants.
Am I? Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. I wouldn't want to sit on mom's lap because you might shit on her.
Skin Don't blame marks.
Her. Y'all, season 10 of 90 Day Fiancé premiered. And
whoa, we had thoughts.
Whoa.
Only got four couples. But yeah, there's some doozies. of course, Jasmine and Gino, we already knew what they were kind of giving. But we definitely clocked. There was a Twitter thing that says how it started, how it's going, and it had a picture of Blake and Jasmine, then Jabri and Miona, then another couple, and then Rob and Sophie. It's literally kind of the same look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was, what's his name? Julio and Kirsten. It was similar looks.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, y'all, it's good. We really enjoyed it.
I think we're going to have that slot for the rest of... I just think I'm feeling like we're going to have that slot of that influencer type couple for a while. I think this for is how while. Things are. Yeah, unfortunately.
Fuck boys don't die easily. They come back. They come back.
You got to put a stake in their heart.
Yeah.
And even then.
Their dick will still be hard and they'll fuck you. Yeah.
And sadly, I'm going to jump on that dick.
You're going to jump on that dick?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all. Okay. Toe Poodle. Any announcements? Anything we want to?
Oh, I know what we need to talk about. We need to talk about the villains, House of Villains premiere party that we went to.
That was fun.
We met Anthesa.
And yes.
And as you call him, Jazz.
Jazz.
Taylor. Jax Taylor.
Right. Too many appetizers and too many mini burgers.
Yeah. When they had to take some plates away from you, that was a little embarrassing.
Yeah. Anyway, so yes. So stay
tuned. I gave you a Caesar salad to
I just poured it in my mouth. Anyway, y'all be sure to, so that's going to be at the end of the episode. So stay tuned for that.
We were on Love to See It. It's the episode's out. We were on the Bachelor podcast, Love to See It, with Emma and Lee, and we had a really good time. Hopefully,
we had a really good time.
They probably edited out a lot of the crazy shit that I said. I was on a tear.
Again, that was Zelda, and Zelda was off.
Zelda Fitzgerald came to shock. Let's say I had a lot of strange. Like wild woman energy coursing through my veins.
Well, it's not going to be good this week because as the astrology sign says, this is considered the week of theater and it is the week that you were born.
It's the week that I was born.
And I'm pretty sure that there is going to be a lot of theater coming from Poodle.
That's crazy they call it the week of theater.
It is. So y'all think about Poodle. On October 14th.
13th.
That's what I meant. Yeah, the 13th.
Wow. I've been knowing you for 20 years.
I'm kidding. I knew it was the 13th. I get confused because sometimes I'll confuse myself because I have to remember your first.
Cause I don't really give a shit.
Well, we have a friend who's on the 15th as well. And I go, wait, who's first? And I get nervous.
Oh, it doesn't really matter to me.
Well, it matters to me because I love you and happy birthday.
Birthdays are a weird time for me. You know that. I'm just
I know they are.
Makes me think about my own mortality and how many I have left.
Whoa.
Come at me if your birthdays make you moody.
You know, it's okay to celebrate the day.
It's okay to celebrate the day. I've become okay with them as
but
I've gotten older.
It's okay not to.
I think I've mentioned this before. It was just never a big deal in our house. Like, it just wasn't.
You do whatever you want. I had a dream about you last night, actually, now that I think about it, because I'm sitting
Was
here
I at, naked?
No, thank God. You were sitting on a couch because I'm still living my white woman Chardonnay fantasy in Santa Barbara. And I'm up here and there's this house and I've got you were sitting on the couch and you had these cards in your hand. because in real life, I have bought, you know, it's Halloween time. So I've got to send cards to like my nephews and just
you send Halloween cards?
Yeah, I like to send a little happy Halloween, love, not a Christmas card. I just like to send a little Halloween card saying, Gunkle Matt's thinking of you. I like stuff like, well, so you're in the dream, you were sitting on the
couch. You know those cards go right in the trash.
That's fine. And thought that counts. Well, so I'm going to send these cards, but in my dream, you had taken my cards and you had said, it's like I was in the dream. I wasn't in the dream first. I was just kind of watching you. And you picked up the cards. You went, oh, that's a good idea. And then I walked in. I said, Poodle, what are you doing? And you said, I'm sending out Halloween cards to my family. And I
that
said,
that would
well,
never happen. And there's said, not a world that exists where I would send out Halloween cards.
And I said, Poodle, well, I was going to send those out to my family. And you said, well, here, there's one left. Use that.
Now, that's more accurate.
There, I don't know what that dream means.
I'm telling you, there is not a world that exists where I would send out Halloween cards or Easter cards.
Yes.
Or Thanksgiving cards or April Fool's cards.
You wouldn't send Christmas
or Purim cards.
Holiday card, nothing.
I sent Christmas cards 1 year.
Really?
And it didn't do anything for me. I'm sure it's great for people. I like getting them, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, you know what I don't like getting? And I feel like I'm going to read some of y'all. I don't like getting that What Happened This Year card.
Oh, I love it.
I knew
love
you were going to love
it. Love catching up with everybody. Love it.
Yeah. I just feel like it's a bragging thing. I just.
Oh, I guess I have friends that keep it real. Because that's where I find out the tea.
What? They like share?
You
like,
read between the lines. Someone says, oh, no, they're in between jobs. They're finding out their passion. I'm like, oh, she's dating a deadbeat.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you can get that. I have a lot of them who, some I like because it is catching up, but I have way too many who gild the lily a little too much. Uh-huh. And
do you have a lot of theater folk friends?
Yeah. And a lot of people who say, yeah, little Esmeralda's doing great. She was just the Cowardly Lion in her production. Her grandmother said it was the best thing she'd ever seen. And I think we're gonna try to get her in an after school acting class next time. And I'm just like, fuck, she was terrible. You know, she would, if she would have been really good, they would have given her the lead.
Do you have a?
If she would have been really good, they would have given her Dorothy or the witch. There's only two roles in that show. There's Dorothy, the witch, and maybe the wizard. That's
Glinda,
it.
Glinda, the good witch, she sings a song.
She's out there quickly. But I'm saying there's not a lot to choose from and stuff like that. And like if your kid's like halfway good, she's going to get the lion. Or I tell you what, if they're the Tin Man, they're getting nothing. They're not there. The Tin Man does the least. The Scarecrow, that's a good role. That's a good role. Anyway, so that's if you were really good, you would have gotten the witch or Dorothy. That's it.
My brother was the Tin Man in the little theater production, and I thought he did real good. I thought he was great.
Yeah, very wooden to speak, to say, so to speak.
He won state speech. He's a good actor. We need to move on.
I've completely ruined everyone.
Theater mother sissies in the corner.
I'm sorry if your child get that, but the thing is, your child can get better. But right now, they're not great, and that's okay.
We've got to move on. You're going to get letters. Oh God, here comes the comments.
Oh, I can take it. I can take it.
Please don't leave us a 1-star Apple Podcast review citing that your child was great as the Tin Man in the Wiz.
Here's the thing. You can't be objective about this. So that's the other thing. Invite me and I will tell you. I will tell you because I will tell you if the child's decent or not. I'll also tell you if your child needs work. And I didn't say they're bad. They just need work.
We need to move on. Need to move on.
Yeah, if you want honesty, I'll give it to you.
All right, coming up this episode of Toe, let's talk about it.
Kim and TJ,
they were most of the episode.
They were. I feel like whenever I watch Kim and TJ, it is a feeling of impending doom. Yes. I'm just waiting for her to explode the next time.
Like you have the shits.
Yes. I'm waiting for her to flaunt some custom, and I'm waiting for her brother or his brother to get upset. I just keep waiting for it. I'm just waiting for the explosion.
Yes.
Out of her butt. So y'all, yes. They're doing the henna ceremony. It is their wedding day, the first of their 3-day wedding.
Yes,
it sounds like fucking Laura with the Tunisian 3-day wedding.
Nothing's better than jiggy jiggy. Oh, and that outfit.
And so she shat her pants. And now I will say it is hard to be. It's hard to be. I don't know, chipper when you. when you got a colon full of chocolate milk, so
it's hard. I will say though, y'all, she say these words, but this is like 3 different times now in this season. Kimberly said either something to the fact of "I know I can be a bitch," or "I can be bitchy," or da da. Like she's calling out her own behavior and basically saying, "This is me."
Yeah,
this deal is me. It.
Look out, cause here I come.
Look out, cause here I'm.
And she's like, I don't want to be a bitchy bride, but I'm not well and I'm lonely. This is the thing. There are other people who can speak English around her. Mm-hmm. She really does need a handler at all times. She needs him there as her emotional support animal or her parents. Or I'm just like, just live in the fucking moment.
Can I take this step further and say I agree with you and say also I think she's trying the least. Yeah. I don't think she is trying at – and y'all, we just go by off what we see. But it looks like she's really making no effort.
Yeah. And good for TJ that he knows that and he comes and checks in on her. And says, she's like, are you hot? She's like, no, I'm freezing. And then her parents are there, so she's kind of okay.
She's like, yeah, I'm cold. I've been throwing up all day. I've been shitting my pants. What do you think, TJ? And he's like, ha, 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 ha,
There is this kind of look, even when she's happy, her eyes are kind of big, and she's giving sarcastic version of happy, you know?
I mean... So
she's miserable.
I get it. Or I not get it, but I want to know if we're talking about 2 different things in the fact of like later on, but this is kind of apropos now too. Like a part of me, my initial, I was like, just fucking smile at your wedding day. And then I heard a voice saying, Matt, don't tell women to smile. Mm-hmm. And then I went,
I agree.
But it is your wedding day. Like one day.
One's there for you.
You would think one day someone at least just look happy, or you just don't look happy at all. And this is supposed to be the happiest day of your life.
Put on a little bit. If you say you love this man as much as you do,
and this family is doing all of this for the both of you.
Yeah.
It's not so much about a woman needs to smile, but I do need to see like the appreciation
Keep
for
up
the event
appearances,
that's happening.
Jesus.
God. You look like you're just sitting in your own shit.
You know what this is?
Away.
This is away. Hashtag not Southern.
It's hashtag not Southern.
Yo.
That's true.
This is Miss Sharp Objects here.
You're bringing back Southern Charm days. Y'all don't ask
hashtag
us to come into the charm.
Not Southern.
Not Southern.
And the thing about it is she's from like fucking Alabama. I said Sharp Objects. She really is giving Amy Adams in that whole series. Michelle from Bloody Day called her Sharp Objects. And it is the most accurate thing. Everything about Kimberly does feel like there's a gothic past. So
yes.
Anyway, she says, Yosh, comes over and says, well, if I said something, if I said something bad, I'm sorry. And she said, it hurt my feelings when you call me stupid.
But she admits, I am a handful. Again, she keeps admitting I think she is one of those people that does bad behavior and say, well, this is me. This is who I am.
No, totally. I think if she said that to me too many times, she's like, I know I can be a bitch. And I was like, I know. You are a handful. You're awful. I don't know how we all stand you. Yes. And I'd say it right back to her and she'd go, ha, ha, ha. I'm like, I know. I'd read her for filthy garbage. Ugh. I mean, I can be sarcastic and bitchy. I'm a bitchy fag who's got an opinion on everything. Full Boy. Stop.
That's the bio.
I'm not this miserable.
Being bitchy. It's about she looks miserable and about just making think about how TJ acts towards her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And how she is acting. I think that's what his family was trying to call bullshit on. I don't think they were so terrible at first. I think they were just saying, like, she gives them nothing.
Yeah.
And she just yells about everything.
Also, I always hesitate to speculate what Indian language, but, you know, Hindi, they speak Hindi, or I don't know what it is. Someone will correct me. But how hard would it be to slightly converse with his family? She seems like a reasonably intelligent person. She could learn a little bit.
We don't really assume this of Chicken Jenny, but that's because Jenny has chicken brains.
Jenny's dumb.
Jenny has chicken brains. Now, does...
And this woman's lived in it, and she spent a whole year.
Who's the other one?
A couple months.
A whole year. Jennifer? Was it Jennifer?
Jen.
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 Jen, she never really saw. We didn't see her.
She never had to because Rishi was right there and she never met the family before. This is a That's woman true. Who has a pre-existing relationship with her, with his family.
In a year, she can't say anything like thank you or.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's always very lazy for the Americans.
It goes back to her. No effort.
Yeah. So then she's like, I'm not sitting on your mom's lap. Which there is something about it where she becomes a member of the family or something like that. And at one point they're like, I didn't know I was going to sit in your mom's lap. And TJ goes, yeah, we didn't tell you that.
We didn't tell you that.
Because they now know how much to tell you. And it's very entertaining to watch you realize, because your eyes get real big.
Because she thinks she's probably being gaslit or set up to, not gaslit, she's probably thinking she's being set up to fail. No, it's because you're horrible.
Yeah, and also they just don't want to, they know now it's easier to throw things at you because you're going to balk at everything. And
sometimes what I do to Poodle.
it's better that way.
It's better just to throw things at him and let him react.
Surprise me and apologize later.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I think that's a great way to handle. And I wrote down, I don't know why she thinks this is strange, because at every single one of my weddings, I sat in my daddy's lap. And usually you get off the lap and you're given like a deed to a diamond mine or something. So
or they take the ball gag out.
Yeah.
Great.
So yeah, you get things when you sit in laps.
Wow.
Wow.
So then it's a deed to it. Where am I?
Jesus.
Oh,
Zelda.
I remember that. I remember that wedding, that diamond mine. Mm. Sold it. Lost it in a poker game.
Poker. Don't even know her.
So then we're at the dance ceremony.
They'll be dancing. Meanwhile,
so she's like, I'm not really good dancing, and she looks like she's having a good time.
Again, she makes YouTube videos of her dancing, and she says, I don't really dance, but I'm kind of dance. If there's a funny face I can make, then I'm good at it. And y'all, she is just that type of person that feels like I don't know. I know I should think that's cute, but it made me dislike her even more.
She can't make a fool of herself. She has to. TJ's having the most fun and the most joy. She can't fully embrace joy.
She can't.
And
I'm into TJ.
Me too. I thought he's been hot kind of like since the first. He is so hot to me now.
And he's charming. Like, again, at first I thought he was really, now granted, he didn't tell her everything, but now we know why he doesn't tell her everything, because she's
a bitch.
Y'all, we've got two miserable bitches on this season.
She's just, I really do believe in holding back the word bitch. We really throw it around too much.
We do, but we need to be very careful. She's a self-proclaimed bitch.
Yeah.
She said it.
I'm a bitch, and I'm proud to be called one. He's very excited and says what she experienced today is nothing to what she's going to experience tomorrow. I wonder if those are the shots that we've seen of her screaming bloody murder. Have you seen those?
Like this season on?
Yes.
Yeah. It's weird. Have we had a toe where everyone's getting married in the middle of the season before?
They all blend together for me.
I know, but Holly, Wayne, these two, like, people are getting married. Usually mm-hmm. that on the their first introduction to toe, usually that's kind of the end of the season of will they or won't they?
For toe, I don't think we have a lot of, well, we did have Corey and Evelyn got married.
But that was, wasn't it like the end of the season, though? It led towards the end of the
season. Those seasons felt long.
But same with Angela and Michael. The end of the season led to will they, won't they get. Y'all, this is going to the end of the year. So we're getting 22 episodes of Toe. We're halfway in the season, and now we've got two married couples.
Yeah. Will it ever go back to 2 hours? I don't know.
I don't think it will. This is episode 14. So we've got about 9 more episodes left. So that's... Yeah.
Should we move on to Brandon and Mary?
Yeah.
Do we have to?
I think we said this on 90 Day, but spoiler alert, they're... What are they again, Poodle?
Pregnant with the second child. They're pregnant with their second child.
Yeah. So...
My kingdom for a family planning book. Jesus. Or put the condom on your penis, not on your thumb. This is so fucking stupid. It makes me annoyed to even talk about it. These two people should not be procreating this early in their lives, and definitely not with each other. It's stupid.
I know it. We're stupid with evolution. The fact that's when you're the most fertile, when you're this young and dumb and full of cum.
Saturday nights.
Well, you're not with young and old. Are they more, not old but middle aged? What would be your equivalent of young, dumb, and full of cum?
They are. Yeah,
in this stage of your life.
In their late 50s, let's say late 50s.
So middle-aged.
Dispensable income and needing blue pills. But they get there.
They get there.
Yeah. So this is... She's talking to her grandmother
about
kind of her pregnancy and how she's feeling. And the grandmother is kind of sympathetic. She's like, well, sorry you're feeling that way, but I told you not to get pregnant.
Told you.
And the only way a kind of a salty grandma can.
It's, you know, it's interesting because we're finding out, you know, y'all, Brandon's depressed.
I don't know why no one will say it.
Well, because I don't think those things are acknowledged here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's familial or it's cultural, but I don't think that's even into their consciousness. And I don't know why
he can't say it. I guess
I don't think Brandon has that emotional intelligence, because this is just, I wrote, he runs away. He doesn't know how to talk because this person knows nothing about conflict resolution, y'all, because he basically raised himself like a wild wolf and relied on the kindness of strangers. He has no modeling.
Always depended on the kindness of strangers.
Oh, Lord. But it's, he has
be
no
lucky
helping.
It's Zelda Fitzgerald and not Blanche DuBois. That's a scary. When I'm blanching, that's a really I'm in a fragile state. Zelda-ing is better than Blanche DuBois.
When's the last time you were blanching?
Well, that was probably last year. I was blanching really hard during the pandemic too.
Yeah,
a lot of existential thoughts and choosing really bad men.
Oh, oof. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Brutes of a man.
Oh, that's why there was bruising more around your neck.
Yeah, so the choking, the bruising was worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Blanche kind of likes that. So
exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what I wrote, that it sucks because they're just telling him to fix it, and Brandon is completely overwhelmed and doesn't know how to fix it. And this happens, I think, a lot in here in the U.S. too, in families, but especially low income, you know, that where therapy, those kind of things aren't talked about. They're like, just fix it, get over it. I mean, how many times did you hear your relatives say, oh, someone's in, they're in a, you know, they're in a slump right now. You just got to get up and just get up and get going.
Or trust God to lead you out of it. Or you just got to put one foot in front of the other. Yeah.
No. I'm not saying Brandon, I'm not giving an excuse for all this. I'm just saying it says, again, like with everything with this storyline, it's just sad.
If you need to walk to town and to go fall asleep on a bench away from the family.
A stone bench. And he talked about the stone bench like it was his only friend.
You might be depressed. Just take that to heart, everyone.
Yeah.
He's playing video games. Y'all, this is all numbing behavior. This is all numbing behavior.
The loud TV, numbing.
Yes. Because honestly, he went from one prison, one RV, to the next. And talk about feeling trapped. Boy. And he says, I know, where is my blues harmonica? He's saying, fuck you, Mary, because that's the next thing, you get emotionally abusive.
Made me laugh because for a second I thought he was playing. I don't know why.
It's like, fuck you, Mary.
But I was like, a fuck, Mary, kill.
Mary.
Yeah. I don't know.
And
it's terrible. That's terrible for him to say to someone.
Right.
His pregnant wife or girlfriend.
The producers say, what happened? He's like, we had a fight. I needed to get out of the house. And that's when he tells the story about, sometimes I just come sleep on this stone bench. And I wrote again, the buzz cut is not working on him. No. It makes
him
look malnourished.
Hey there, Brandon. You come to sleep on me again, Brandon? Oh, it's your old friend, Stoney.
Bench.
Hi. Sit on me and lay on me and I'll love you, Brandon.
Kind of like Gary. Sounds like Gary from The Bachelor.
Yeah. Who doesn't sound like Warren Jeffs at all?
No, you can't ruin this man.
Yeah, the Love to See It podcast was not ready for the Warren Jeffs comparison.
They weren't ready.
Oh, keep sweet and obey.
Oh. So, he said, I do it to calm down so I don't yell. And y'all, Lolo is home. Grandpa's home from Manila. And ain't nobody happy.
Ain't nobody happy. He's out there fixing his bike and they walk up and he's like, carburetor, something. I don't know.
I wrote down, imagine if your grandfather wore a multicolored tank top. Mine never wore that, but I think Mary's grandfather is remarkably younger than my grandparents.
Also, it's very hot because did you see when Mary went to pick up Brandon and they walked up to the house? You see them been walking up the hill and his whole back just has a line of sweat.
It's very hot. It's tropical. Yeah.
And I heard,
goodbye, friend. I'll see you next time.
See you tomorrow, and you can come sleep on me.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too.
songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast.
And the Lolo basically says, this house is a war zone. You're fighting all the time. You are disgracing us in front of our neighbors. So y'all, these fights must have gotten cuckoo magoo. with the shouting and
also the way they build the homes here. This is Brandon paid for this house. It's a nice house, but the homes, they're not, y'all, we've seen that gecko. The homes aren't enclosed. So a lot of times, yes, there's sometimes air, so they can hear probably what's happening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can sit there and watch that boy.
God. So he basically says, well, maybe I should go back to America. And she's like, maybe if you can't change your attitude.
I wrote, he is creating his outside to mirror what he feels on the inside. Unlovable, unworthy trash. And he's subconsciously sabotaging this because it is overwhelming to him to actually feel good and that he's contributing to a relationship.
He's really not used to it. It's really hard to watch.
And it's really hard to break this pattern when you've experienced it your whole life.
I'm just watching behind you of where there are pictures of people I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Yeah.
It's a girl, which looks like it's her first communion.
Oh, yeah. My friend Rachel, Spencer's mom, dancing with her grandpa.
Yeah. And there's a weird portrait of a girl in pigtails.
Yes, that's like a painting. Y'all, I'm still in Santa Barbara at the house.
Yeah. Lots of pictures.
Yeah.
Anyway, shall we move on to Holly and Wayne?
We got a boy band group. We're singing South Africa. Bebop, doo-wop, bebop, doo-wop.
It didn't sound like that, but...
No, it sounded good.
Yeah. It sounded good, actually.
Yeah, it was very good.
The next day, y'all, the a cappella group sang as they funked. So there's also a clip of her looked like under the influence of something, just to be honest. I don't know what it was. Fell with her veil. First of all, why is she still wearing her veil in this hotel?
I don't.
Did they walk there?
I don't know. Apparently, she fell several times. I guess the shoes and the dress. It was all, again, y'all, the corpse bride, as everyone called it. But some sissies brought this up, and it makes you wonder, were some pills had on wedding day?
Well, it's been a topic that's the slurred speech. That's everything.
If it makes, boy, something we've learned on this show, and I'm really trying to apply it to life. If it makes sense, it makes sense.
Brilliant.
No, but that sounds so simple, but a lot of people don't do that. Things make
groundbreaking
sense, and then we excuse it away.
I know, but you said the exact same thing. But I think what you're trying to say, if it walks like a duck, ..
I'm just saying, if it makes sense, comma, it makes sense. There you go.
Put that on a pillow.
That's what Chelsea Marr saying. If it makes sense, Matthew, it makes sense.
I don't think that's as profound as you're thinking it is, but I'm glad it means something to you. I wish you could have seen my face. I went,
you know what? You're going to do something and you're going to show your ass, and I'm going to look at you one day and I'm going to say, well, if it makes sense.
And just remember, and if it makes sense, it makes sense.
And you're going to sit there looking like Kimberly, you just shit herself.
Oh.
Actually, I'm not really a told-you-so type of person.
If it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck.
I don't want to talk about that. I'm scared of birds. Why would I use that saying?
Anyway.
Why would I talk about something that's terrifying to me?
So then they're talking about, he's like, you won the husband lottery. And she's like, no,
I won the wife lottery.
First of all, the only lottery I enjoy is the Shirley Jackson story where they stone someone to death.
I don't know that story.
And of course you don't.
I don't need to know that story.
And that's what happened for these two. That's what I would enjoy.
Oh, I just saw on the news thing today that on Deadline today, and Nancy Grace is hosting some new true crime show. And I went, oh no, is Poodle going to watch that?
I don't love a lot of host involved trying to find justice for people. I want it presented. I want true crime presented in a way that is both empathetic and also creepy. I don't like the crusader for justice unless it's someone who was actually a victim. I don't like the Nancy Grace kind of taking up the mantle to fight for justice. Do you know how many people I have put in prison? Ugh, gross.
Do you know how many people Poodle's fucked in prison?
Only like two, maybe three.
So they're married. I do like Wayne though. I do like Wayne. They're married. They're
really?
I do. I think he's completely like an Izzy and doesn't have his financial shit together, but I like him.
Yes. There's something about him that I'm always thinking that he's going to tell her another thing to, yes. When you open one door in my house, a bunch of nails are going to fall down.
Yeah, I do think that.
Like, I'm just waiting for the next awful thing out of his mouth. Like, so I can't like him.
Well, apparently he wants to know, I'm sure your mother loved this song. He wants to know if he's a sex god, you're a sex god.
I don't think my mother knows Sex Bomb by Tom Jones.
I know, it's Sex Bomb. I'm singing Sex God.
She'd probably enjoy it.
Right, because wasn't she attracted to Tom Jones?
Yes. Tom Jones, Rod Stewart.
When did she tell you these things? Like, were you older? Like in college?
Oh, no, I was a teenager. And she's like, he really did it for me. He's just so sexy. hearing your mother say, he's so sexy. Just never did any. No.
I don't think my mother ever did that. I don't remember her ever. I mean, I think she never said it, but I know she was watching Quantum Leap because of Scott Bakula.
Ooh, sexual awakening.
Because when I told her I saw him at the Carol Burnett thing, my mom went, oh, I don't know what I would have said. I'm like, well, nothing. I didn't say anything to him, Mom.
He was in, I think, Putting It Together with her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or some other shows. He's a musical theater person.
There's a great clip of Carol Burnett in the middle of Putting It Together. Her skirt isn't zipped. It breaks and it starts to fall in the middle of the show. And so they're all performing. It's with her. John Barrowman's in this production. Mm-hmm. Actually, it might be Scott Bakula.
That's the London with Ruthie Henschel, I believe.
And
it's the Broadway.
Her skirt just falls down in the middle. It's a great clip. It's hilarious.
This has been brought to you by Queers. This yes. segment has been brought to you as by Faggotry,
who love Carol Burnett, mm-hmm. an icon.
I agree, an icon. Definitely.
Okay, so Holly says, y'all, apparently Holly's a little bit more of a little poodle than we think. Because she says Wayne's kinky and he's into bondage.
He's into weird stuff and bondage. And
the weird shit Holly wants to do in the bedroom is beyond. I think it would curl Poodle's toes.
And now I think it's time for another reality gaze lightning round.
Oh no.
About what Holly wants Wayne to do to her in bed. Or what Wayne, I'll give you two choices. What Wayne does in bed, some of Wayne's kinks, and what Holly would prefer. Or you can give one, and I'll give Holly's reaction.
I'm going to give, this is now not password, this is ass word. I'm going to give.
The ass word is.
I'm going to give what Wayne wants to do in the bedroom, and then you're going to give what Holly
Holly's Corpse Bride version, yes.
Okay. I have to like get a list because I don't think I'm so vanilla. I don't even know if
you're
I would
so basic.
Know all yeah. of these. I don't. All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
And we begin. I think we should really have that. We should really have game show music, but I don't think
we should. Not
no,
this.
That doesn't work. That doesn't work. That doesn't work.
You need to put all the new stuff that I deleted.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know where it is.
In my defense, there was an X there, and normally X doesn't. Or there wasn't an X. It was like a little button, and I pushed it, but it made it go away, and I didn't know that. Just start the segment.
You're a bitch, but I love you. You do funny shit.
Start the segment.
Start the segment. Okay, I think Wayne would love to give Holly a foot job.
Oh, a foot job. Isn't it kind of like when you can like put your foot in my mouth and like you can try to get it in there because don't can open my mouth really big and I can suck on your toes. And then while I'm doing it, I can sing that really sad song that she sings to Jack Skellington. Where will I be human now?
Okay, next one. I think Wayne would love to, he would love to get kinky and he would love to put Holly in a blindfold.
Oh, I love a blindfold because it makes me kind of feel like someone had just killed me and we could play like if I'm really, really still and we could kind of play like I'm dead and you were mourning me. And the last time you need to like, you need to have sex with my dead body one last time to feel the last bit of warmth that's going on in my body.
Wow. This is going on.
Why does this seem accurate? As I'm saying it, part of it seems accurate to me.
Keep going. You started this. Okay.
I only have one more enemy.
Okay. We'll do one more. Okay. Wayne in the bedroom. Wayne loves to, the obvious, Wayne loves to pull Holly's hair.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Oh my God, I'm so into that. I really like it when people pull my hair, but could we do this thing where I'm like, you're almost riding on like on a sleigh and you're pulling back on the reins of my hair like I'm some kind of beast. And then you pull hard enough and then like I become like an animal and then I rip your throat out. That's how that ends. She kills him with her teeth.
Well, I don't have that sound because you deleted it.
But she's got so much hair. She actually suffocates him in her hair.
Yes,
that's how it happens.
I want to say you're wrong, but again, I think we need to move on after that. Let's
she's,
talk.
By the way, she's not ready for her mom to leave. That's that whole segment. That because her mom is the only thing keeping Wayne alive from her doing some type of like necromancy on him. And Holly's not ready for her mom to leave.
Oh, I
got little segments like that.
Either I got to take a dump or we need to talk about Johan and Miserable Bitch. And Yelling Johan.
Baby June.
Yeah, how's what is her giving you this episode, Poodle?
It's giving me Baby June. Baby June realness from Gypsy.
Is it young Baby June or is it old Baby June trying to dress like young Baby June?
Old Baby June dressed as young Baby June. It's like the hair gets more and more ridiculous. Oh, that's what she said. What a joke. It was really giving Ellie Mae Clampett, like the when we saw her last.
It does. Depending on the humidity.
With her big old boobs, like, hey, Mr. J. But Mr. Drysdale.
Let's do it. Y'all, they're going to go talk to a life coach who we see in next episode, and the life coach is hot.
He is, because apparently Johan went to therapy and didn't like it. Shocker.
Shocker. I mean, I think we said this at the end of like last season. We got to remember, we give her a hard time. I think he's equally an asshole.
He's really shown his true colors this season. I can't believe it. I'm developing not a sore spot, but a little bit of empathy for her in how much of a wall it is to just a brick wall he is.
Misguided. I see less empathy and I see more karma is your boyfriend, or in this case, karma is your husband. No, because she's just getting what she sowed out there because honestly, they're conning one another.
Yep. What she wanted was the Sankey Panky dream. She wanted the hung Dominican boy, but she didn't want to pay for it.
Nope. And he wanted the older American, gonna give her this 12-inch dick. That's all she'll care about. And she'll pay for all of my wants and needs and send me to the U.S.
And
They can't speak the same language, they couldn't con one another.
She's pretty good.
That's true. She does
understand Spanish, but the problem was she's coming at it from a non. He's trying to live life transactionally in the best way he can. She is too, but doesn't understand it.
Yeah.
And she's trying to make it a real relationship. And y'all, this relationship with the inequality of economics that was set up is never going to be a real relationship. It's just not.
No, it's not.
And they say, you know, she's like, he wants to like buy a house. And because y'all, what Johan has turned into, which he was always this way, is an opportunist. Opportunista. Opportunisto. Well,
I think he didn't read the book, but he listened to the guy Rich Dad Poor Dad on a podcast or like on a meme on TikTok, and he went, that's what we're gonna do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pobre. Mm-hmm. Pobre. Pobre padre.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what happened. That's exactly what happened, y'all. He saw TikTok and then, y'all, because forget it, as they're filming this, don't forget, this is when he has not his OnlyFans, but whatever Stephanie's.
Oh, I can't remember the name of it. Something like that.
So he's selling his dick pics of him beating off and all that shit. So,
but he said, I want to buy a house and then rent it. And she said, no. Because you want to buy a house with $100,000 and then spend it for $100 a month. She's like,
I thought he said $20,000, which something is still like that. Not a great investment.
But she says, she's like, that's not a good investment. And those are margins. She's like, and you're just doing this on your own ego, which she's right.
I got to say, I've not heard this expression before and I'm going to use it. But when she said, I am not funding your flex, and I went,
oh,
that is. Because I've been there. I'm like, that is a chef's kiss saying.
I'm going to say this. I appreciate her ability to come back with something. Sometimes she's got a great turn of phrase. Her, I can't believe I'm expressing actual admiration for her. But her in the moments are wonderful sometimes because she lays him bare.
I'm going to say this. And Danielle's a star.
She is.
She is.
She's a terrible person.
But sometimes those are the best scars. We just went to the, which by the way, y'all, we had a great time at the House of Villains premiere. Thank you to E. Be sure to check out the show on E with Anfisa.
Did we say we were going to talk about that?
I think, we were going to talk about it on this episode. So we'll save it at the end.
Okay, good idea.
We'll talk about Anfisa. So we'll talk about that again. But when she said that, but at the same time, why she's a great TV is the hypocrisy of her is, you could argue and say, Johan was your flex though, honey.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Did you hear her? Then he says at the end, he's like, well, you can't give me a child. And he flings that at her. And
that was horrible. Horrible.
And so this is where I start the relationship, because there's this value difference.
And that he's upset. I just want to say this before you get into kind of the overarching. We got to remember, he's also upset with her that she's never moved an inch on the papers to get him back in the country. Because spoiler alert, Johan doesn't know about her $70,000 bill to Easy Pass. Sorry, continue what you're going to say.
No, I
think that's important to remember.
There's no mutual respect between either of these people. Neither one of them really respects the other.
No.
I think his kind of patriarchal view of the world, how a woman should listen to him, he's never gonna respect her, and she is never gonna respect him, because in a way she thinks he's just a walking big dick. And
he is brutally misogynist.
Oh yeah.
I think, and I would say more than most people we've seen from the DR. I think he doubles down more. And he dicks her down too.
Definitely. Double dick down. Do you want to talk about the villains premiere?
Let's talk. Oh, I didn't watch the premiere.
The villains premiere party. Yeah.
Party. Let's do it.
It's not come out yet. I think it comes out on the 12th.
You said that so not. You want to talk about that villains premiere?
Oh, I'm sorry. Should we talk about the villains premiere? Sorry. Didn't hype it up enough.
Okay.
Sorry.
We've already mentioned we saw Jazz. We're going to talk about all the people.
Jax. Yes, Jax Taylor. Jazz Taylor.
I did call him Jazz on a previous episode, y'all.
I screamed.
I didn't know.
No,
I think
it's
it was
just,
on a
you're
RG
so
Plus show.
Woefully uninformed about the world.
Anyone here?
The world of reality television that you haven't watched, like woefully. You don't even know these people.
Like I know the
and
name.
It's your fucking business.
I knew the name Tiffany Pollard, but I didn't know that she also is New York.
Yes,
I didn't know because people kept talking about New York, and I'm like, who's New York? I didn't realize it's like Batman and Bruce Wayne are the same person. Tiffany Pollard in New York, y'all.
It's just like that.
I didn't know. Anyway, we got invited to it was at a place in Los Angeles.
I still don't know who invited us.
We don't know. Oh, I got to email them. Email that. It's very sweet of E. It was really exciting to go. They had, the party was great. The booze was great. They also did a really smart thing. They had like a photo booth, but they had all these props from the different shows the villains on. They had the Love is Blind cups from Deep D, who was not there.
Not there. Shake.
I'm sorry. Shake was not there.
Yeah.
He was not there.
I don't think I would have wanted to meet him regardless.
No, we'll get to it. Spoiler, I'll let Poodle talk about it. But we did see someone from Love is Blind. But they had red makeup bags.
We did?
Yes. Remember, I said, oh, that's so-and-so. Oh, and you said, that is not.
Yes.
But they did have red makeup bags in the video, which if you saw on our social media, we posted about. So as far as event, it was great. Well done event. We had a good time. Now, Poodle, tell them who.
I walked in. Yeah. I walked in immediately and saw this kind of large man with a kind of a suit on with the douchiest mustache. I'm like, hi, Jax. And at the bar, I was like talking to him again. And he's like, hey, what's up? Just like Dracar Noir oozing out of his pores. It's interesting. People talk about Sandoval being the biggest douchebag in the world. Jax is the OG douchebag. But the weirdest things is, and I even said, is Jax, does it feel good that you were right about Sandoval the whole time? Because he hated Tom Sandoval. He's like, oh yeah, I was right about everybody. I was right about everything. And I'm like, of course you're going to say that. He's like, guess when I'm back on the show? You going to watch it? Of course, and I had a picture taken with him, and he does smell good. And
you can hear your butthole chirping the entire time. Y'all, Poodle, I will say, he held it together, but I could tell Poodle was falling all over this man.
I will say, y'all, Jax is gross and on television, definitely smashable in person. I did not expect that.
I did not expect this.
You walked away and you said, he touched the arch of my back. He touched the arch of my back. He touched the arch of my back. And I was like, you got to go sit slightly. On something. You've got to go sit on something.
His mustache, when he nuzzled my neck, that didn't happen, but it did later in that night in my dreams.
You had to go get fucked after this premiere.
He's
you were so
a man
up.
Mountain. He's very tall.
He does look very buff, actually. Yeah. He looks very sinewy.
Okay, goes back to that trailer trash wife of his at night.
Who's he married to?
Oh.
Brittany from Kentucky. Was she on the show?
Yeah. They got married in this like fucking cornpone town where she's from in Kentucky.
And he's still married to her?
I think so. I'm sure he
Good
cheats on
Jazz.
Her.
Good for Jazz.
Jax.
Whatever.
Then we did see out of the corner of our eye, you pointed him out and I went, oh, that is him. We saw Damien from Love is Blind there because obviously it was some kind of clout chaser event. And he was talking to Cody Calafiore from Brother who just came out as bisexual.
Cody Calafiore was wearing just a tank top and a jeans. And it didn't matter because that man was so fucking hot.
He was hot in person. Woo!
I got to say, though, Damien's had, it didn't settle. He found somebody that does good fillers and shit under his eyes now. Because I got to say, he looked really good.
He did.
He looked really good.
We didn't want to talk to him because we think he's gross. But
no, we're going to get to Anfisa. We actually met her early in the night, but we'll save her for last. And then we ended up seeing, you did not realize that was Abby Lee Miller from Dance Moms.
I did not realize because she was in a wheelchair.
Because I don't think you knew that. And also she's lost a lot of weight, but it was her. There were just like three or four kind of gay minstrel guys just going, I love you.
There were a lot of filler gays at this event. They just call the troop of gays every time these events happen. There were a lot of filler gays dressed in clothing that was a little too tight for them and looked designer, but weren't.
But were Zara.
Yes. They always called, like, there was about 11 gays.
I mean, I'm not judging. I wore a fucking shirt from Express. What the fuck?
I think the one that I was, the dinosaur shirt I was wearing is from, I think it's from Shane, not Shane. It's like Shane or Shane. I can always say it wrong.
Chain. And how much did it cost you?
Or Sheen.
Like $30?
Yeah. No, yeah, not even
we're
that.
We're not fashionistas, y'all. Yeah. It's not. We need a sissy stylist.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
Who else was there? We didn't get to talk to New York, unfortunately. She was doing the step and repeat, and she came
late.
As we
were leaving, yeah.
I did see Omarosa, but the temperature cooled so much around me that I needed to leave because I was kind of scared of her. And it's interesting, the one guy, we talked to some people in production, and he's like, yeah, that was the one person I was really afraid of, and everyone told us to be afraid of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, it was something talking to her.
I think the show's going to be good. I think it's going to be because, y'all, Joel McHale was not there, sadly.
No, we really wanted to see him. Johnny Fairplay was there. I did not interact with him that much. No, thanks.
Did we see Corinne Olympios? I don't think we saw her.
No.
Or maybe she was there.
I think she was probably there. Oh, wait, she was there. I don't know who she is, though.
Oh, yeah.
I think she was doing the step and repeat with everybody else. She looked like one of those overly blown up dolls.
She did.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny Fairplay was there.
That's what I just said. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then also one of the gay guys you were talking about wearing a woefully too small outfit was Bobby Lights.
Yes. From Top
Love
Model?
Love and Hip Hop, I thought.
Love and Hip Hop. Okay.
Yeah. Isn't he from that? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is.
Sure.
So that all happened, but actually, but the first person we saw of the whole night, we look
because she
over,
was there on time because we showed up relatively early because we're old.
Yes, we showed up like 15 minutes late, 30 minutes late, and but y'all in this beautiful green dress was Miss Anfisa. And she was there.
She looked great.
You didn't recognize her at first. I said, you said that's not her.
She's had some work done. She's had some work done. She had a big burly man just holding her white purse, which I thought was a nice touch.
It was like this man was, it was almost comical because this man was like kingpin big and just holding this little bag.
It almost looked like she rented him for the evening.
It did. It did. I introduced myself to him just not to be awkward. But so we came up, you approached her first. I got to say, I made fun of you about Jazz and how you acted with him.
Yeah, you acted like you fanned her.
I fanned Anfisa a little bit. I was a little like blah 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 blah. It was kind of like I did a little bit of what Luke brought of what Poodle did to Luke when we met.
Oh God, Luke.
So I'm not proud of myself. I'm gonna call Poodle out and say when he does it, but I'll admit it when I've done it myself.
She was lovely. We talked about it and she said, I wanted to do this because everyone just saw me on the show with George. She's like, I want to do something for myself. And people realize that I'm not that way. And she said she had a really good time and she had a good time.
And yeah. And we said, and the whole, we gave her opinions and we said, we love you. I said, you weren't conned. You were the one getting conned.
She laughed. She's like, yeah.
She laughed at that, and Poodle talked about our listeners are called sissies, and our sissies think you're iconic, and we do. So we, yeah. But you did it in a nice way where I was just like, huh, I think even later
no,
on.
No, you were a bumbling mess.
I was a bumbling mess.
It was a mess.
We went to leave, and she was walking out the door, and she was like, where you walk out, there's this hallway with pretty lighting, and because she knows how to do social media, she was like walking and doing like a boomerang.
She took a lot of photos.
Caitlin is screaming at us right now because she was like, why didn't you do that, Mary's? Because we're not great with so we're getting better. But she was walking out and she said, she did say to us earlier, she's like, we're the reality guys. We have a podcast. And she did say, oh, wait.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you message me? And I was like, yeah.
You never got back to us.
But that's okay.
That's okay. She didn't, though, know who we were besides that. But we were going to leave, and she said, oh, are you leaving? And we said, yeah, we're leaving. And she said, it was so nice meeting you. And then we started to walk away, and I went. And if you ever need to know, there's two gay guys who just out there who just love you.
Yeah, you did say that. And it was like, and I was like, that's when you walk away. You don't need to say anything else.
You actually pulled my arm.
Yeah, it was bad. It's kind of humiliating.
I love her!
I can always count on you to humiliate yourself.
Oh, I will not have it. We are equal opportunity humiliators.
It was a fun event. We were only there for like an hour and 45 minutes.
It was good food. Good drinks.
Yeah. At Isabel.
All right, everybody. That's the show. That's your toe.
That's
you enjoying that.
I'm going to do a Big Brother corner later. I have not had enough time to watch the show on Sunday night. I might do it on Plathville or something, or maybe I'll find a way to tack it onto something. But I do know y'all fucking Bowie Jane is head of household and stranger things have not happened in my life. That's all I got to say about Big Brother. Fucking Bowie Jane. And she nominated. It's crazy. Y'all, lions are lying down with lambs right now. I don't know what's going on in this world, but when Bowie Jane is head of household, anything can happen.
Anything
you can happen. You can win the lottery today. You can go out there and finally tell your mother-in-law off because Bowie fucking Jane. Fucking Bowie Jane is head of household. You could do anything.
And on that note, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you believe in yourself like fucking Bowie Jane,
Jesus, it's a world show.
You can accomplish anything.
Call us.
Call us.